Good evening, this is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, pardon me. My name is Bob, and this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on 21st of April at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Can a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2OYQ, Gaming, Bill.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
Okay, we've got N2OYQ, KD2AIT, KC2WI. Good evening, gentlemen. Dan, what's going on, N2OYQ?
Yeah, good evening, Bob. The name out on the nut this evening. This is N2OYQ here. Hey, too much going on. Just watch a little TV and working with the computer, and it was kind of a quiet day today. I took my mom to town today. She had some errands to do and all that, so, and went out for lunch, and anyway, we ain't doing too much tonight. Just putting around here, so, but this coming Sunday, we're going to go to Syracuse. They got the RV show down there at the fairgrounds, so we're going down to that, go down and look at some things. I don't think I'm going to buy anything, but we ain't been to that show in quite a few years. Last time I was there, it was quite interesting, a lot of different stuff, camping and stuff, and some of those beautiful trailers they have down there, it's unreal, but that's what it is. Okay, very good, Bob. And Jeff, if you took some of that for me last night, thank you for doing that. And we'll talk to everyone later. This is N2OYQ Clear.
Okay, Dan. Well, sounds like you had kind of a quiet day and planning for that trip out there to see the campers and things. Yeah, we did that a couple of years when we had ours, and was always interesting. It was nice to see the new innovations they had and what have you, but boy, I'll tell you what, price tag sure gets up there. Okay, well, very good. Thanks for checking in, Dan. And KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening. It's KD2AIT, doing good here. Just kind of tinkering around here online, nothing serious, just playing a couple video games, actually. So, taking it easy tonight, and that's about all I have to report. I had to run up into a doctor's appointment today, and it's actually my Friday today. I got the rest of the next 3 days off, so I think we might head up to Turning Stone tomorrow. Don't know yet. We want to do something, get out of the house, shake off some of this cabin fever, so that sounds like it might be a good idea to maybe head over to the casino for a bit. That's all I got to report. This is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I know that feeling. Boy, I tell you what, the walls start closing in on you in a hurry. And just got to get away. I know I've been just tied up with it, with the snow and all, and the cold weather, it keeps you inside. Makes it kind of difficult to get out and enjoy anything, you know, but, well, good. I hope you have a good day there at the casino, or a couple days, however you plan it. It's always a lot of fun out there. We do that occasionally ourselves. All right, KC2WI, Pete, how you doing? Hadn't heard from you in a while.
KC2WI, well, I still haven't found the other microphone for this radio or fixed this one. I just got to hold the cord in the right spot. Yeah, well, last weekend I was up in Long Lake for the midwinter geocaching get-together. I left here Friday, unfortunately not early like I had planned, and so I kind of missed a beautiful day of being outside. I just saw it from the car window. Got there fairly late Friday afternoon, and unloaded the snowmobile and rode up down Long Lake and up Long Lake, and that was about it. Went to the meet and greet event and then went out Saturday and Sunday, and it was really kind of cool driving up there, parking the car in the snowmobile trailer, and doing all my commuting around town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday by snowmobile, so that was kind of nice. Trails were all really, really nice up there, and the weather was good. And then I went from there to Lake Pleasant. It was my mother's birthday, was March 1st. And then one day I spent a lot of time with a snowblower and clearing snow and stuff. And went for a little ride, and then was going to come back early Tuesday, but, you know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, and I said, I'm going for a ride while we got all the powder. And the plan was to leave there about 3 o'clock and get back here before the snow, but that didn't work out. It just seemed that one thing after another, and I didn't leave there until after 5. And it was just real light snow, no problem up there. But boy, the further I came west down Route 8, the worse it got. And 365 wasn't plowed at all, and the Fairchild Road and that wasn't plowed at all. And even Route 12 in 28, the four-lane wasn't plowed. And that was not too great. But it cleared up. Actually, sort of, I stopped in Boonville at the store, and it was almost clear in Fort Life. So it wasn't too bad, but it was a slow trip. So I've been busy since then, trying to catch up with work and. Down to Port Leiden to fix somebody's printer connection. So I think I got back here at 8 o'clock or something. I think it was probably over, the net was over. So anyway, that's, I've been, you know, and I've been working in between my ride, and I'm trying to work as much as possible so I can get out while the getting good here, because I think we have four more weeks, but you never know. There's a lot of snow. It looks like there's a lot of snow, but one thing is, it's all powder. It's never, it's not a settled, packy snow, so it may be when it gets warm, it'll go faster than you think. KC2WI.
Yeah, I believe you're right there, Pete. We were talking about that the other day. I've been out on two small rides and haven't done anything too very, or not very long. And I noticed the same thing, even when they grew them, you know, I just never really had the moisture to have it freeze and hold, and certainly had the temperatures to do it, but never happened. And, boy, you get a couple slabs, even just riding along normal after it's groomed, and it pushes it around. It's not settled, so makes it difficult to get, you know, really a lot of packing under you. Well, sounds like you had quite a trip there, and between the weather and the fun up there, up in Long Lake. I haven't been up there in a while. I usually get up there, have pizza at the cellar or some other situation. Sometimes go to the hotel and eat, but always a nice trip. Nice trails for the most part along the way. All right. Well, Pete, thanks for checking in. Clint, you had a good trip, and I hope the next time out is equally as good. I got to get out and put a couple of miles just to get, like, kind of like Jeff. I got to get out. I got to get doing something. You know, just fiddling with snow all the time just gets old. All right, this is N5ALW looking for more shotguns. Feel like I get Babylon on here. Well, I didn't do a whole lot today. I did do a bit of snow blowing and a few things again to clean up some more area and tweak the back again. Boy, I'll tell you what, it doesn't seem to take much to do that once you've kind of twisted it out of shape. I guess I gotta go to probably get to a chiropractor, get it squared away, but I've been laying down like a couple exercises to try to get it squared away, so hopefully by tomorrow. I took it easy this afternoon, maybe tomorrow it'll be halfway decent, but it is what it is, and you know, you just gotta deal with it, so. Well, that's it for me. I didn't have anything special going on today, really. So, we'll make another call. See if we can get some additional check-ins. This is N5AOW. KA2ZNZ. KA2ZNZ. Jack, how you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Kind of stayed pretty much on a chilly side today. And we're down, right now I think we're down to almost, down to about 11 degrees. The official is 7, I believe, last I checked. But we still have plenty of snow down here. If you run out of dirt, you have to chip some up. It's just part of my good nature, actually. Thanks for to hear everybody on tonight. And we have a lot of info. We'll just say 7-3's all around. Say 8-2-9's up.
Okay, Jack. Yeah. It's, I'll tell you what, pardon me. I've had an awful time with my throat tonight. I don't know what happened. Maybe I'm coming down with something. I hope not. But anyway, yeah, it seems like, the cold is just hanging on a bit. I know it's -5 here right now, and I don't think the high for today got much better than it might have been 12, maybe 13, and I think I'm stretching it a bit there, but yeah, it was quite chilly, and of course now you get to the point where you're almost used to it, and you get a day that's 20 degrees, and you feel like you're out in spring, but we know better. All right. Well, glad to have you as always, Jack. And you have a good evening, and I'll touch base with you in a little while. I'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
AC2WI.
KC2WI, pick it up, Pete.
Yeah, see, you're right about the snow. The snow base, you ride off trail, and it's all fluff. But after it gets ridden on, it gets a little hard. And this, the little warm, you know, wet snows, ice pellets, freezing rain has made a huge difference in on the trail surfaces anyway. It's probably not enough, but it did put some moisture in, and I noticed today I took a ride up around a little boondocking and along Mount 12, just playing around, and then up to a loop like up to Snow Ridge and down to Lyons Falls, and the trails are obviously a lot harder just from that. So, you know, I think that helps, and it's going to get warm for, but they'll be cold at night, so boy, I think the grooming that goes on, you know, the end of this weekend and towards the next week will really put some make the trail solid, assuming it doesn't just get warm and stay warm overnight. Over.
Roger on that. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, and I think we're all pretty much looking for get a little bit of warmth or even just a very light sprinkle of rain, and then freeze overnight would stiffen it up, or at least let it back down anyway. Guess that was the word I was looking for, but it's pretty loose, like you say, and you know, we just haven't had anything to really help matters out that way. It's actually been just loose and fluffy all winter so far. I know when I was out plowing the other day, cleaning things up, I went into a few of the driveways and I was able to, even part of a snowbank that I had put there, I was able to push a good deal of it back again, back a little further and make some room. But that's the other thing too, we're running out of room to put the snow. So hopefully we can do something with it, and maybe it'll stop coming down for a while. It would suit me for a while. Yeah, anyway, that pretty much is it. Okay, are there any other comments or queries or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank everyone who checked in. Dan, Jeff, Pete, and Jack, and all those that listen, 73 to all, N5 AOW clear.
Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5ALW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
FS. N2MQP.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. N5AOW, hello Bob. N2WBX, hello Dennis. N2NQP, hello Phil. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Any other stations, what about that? Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated folks. 73 to all, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. J8 2 7 7.